The History of the World, Updated by J.M. Roberts. The book is preceded by a preface written in 1987. More than 10 years have gone by since this book was first published. That may not seem much. The history it recounts is over 5,000 years long, and I always found it necessary to say a little about the millions of years of prehistory which preceded them. Yet, even as brief a passage of time as a decade can produce events whose importance means they must be mentioned, and some of them suggest changes of perspective, at least to recent history. Furthermore, historical scholarship has not stood still. New facts have been uncovered which demand recognition in an up-to-date account of world history. New arguments have been put forward about some matters, and it would not be scholarly not to try to take account of them, even if I did not always change what I wrote in the early 1970s as a result. There were, then, good reasons for taking the opportunity of another reprint to carry out a substantial revision of this book. Yet most of it remains unchanged, as do its general approach and my judgments about the distribution of my story. The standpoint from which I wrote it remains unchanged, and as that was set out in my preface to the original edition, it seems sensible to set it out again in much the same words. My point of departure, then, was not an observation about the scholarly neglect of my subject, and there does not seem to be much evidence that this has changed. By and large, professional historians in this country, at least, have tended to go on leaving world history well alone. This is perfectly proper. Historians should study things which interest them. That is the way that good history gets written. By historians doing what they like doing. Some also feel reservations about history at anything like so general a level.